Sitka took first for the boys with a score of 171.5 points to Petersburg's 138.5. For the girls, Sitka scored 244. Petersburg was second with 195. Thunder Mountain, Juneau Douglas, and Ketchikan came in behind the smaller schools. At the state championships, those larger 4A schools compete against each other, while Petersburg and Sitka compete against the other 1A, 2A, and 3A teams. Petersburg coach Brad Taylor says he was not surprised by Sitka's strength.
I think they had five more girls than us and maybe six more boys than us, something like that. They were heavily favored going into the meet.
Petersburg did set some Region 5 meet and Petersburg High school records. PHS senior Isabel Eath set two new records for the Region 5 meet.
Isabel Eath in the long jump with a jump of 18 feet 1 inch, which is a half an inch further than what she jumped last year. And that is also the second farthest jump in the history of the state.
Heath also set a new region record in the triple jump with a mark of 37 feet, 2.5 inches. Team members also set several school records. The boys' 4x100 relay team of Casey Bell, Alan McKay, Axel Vitas, and Gianni Vincent took first and set a school record. McKay was first in the 100 meters, and Vitas was second in that event. McKay also took first in the high jump with Vitas a runner-up, and Vitas took first in the long jump with McKay in second. In the 200, Casey Bell took second. He was also third in the 110 hurdles and second in the 300 hurdles, setting a PHS record in that event as well. The 4x200 team of Corin Spurl, Ethan Cummins, Noah Sullivan, and Nathaniel Lenhard took first. Taylor says the boys' relay teams were a surprise.
The boys' 4x2 was a nice surprise for us. We didn't know if we were going to be able to do that, and the kids were able to do that. And that, of course, that 4x100 team, we didn't know how fast we were going to be. It's the first time all those guys have run together, and actually those four boys are seated second at state.
For the boys, Ethan Cummins also took first in the triple jump event. For the girls, Eath was first in all four of her events, also taking the top spot in both of the hurdle events. Eath was named Outstanding Athlete of the Region Meet, her third year in a row for that honor. Kaylee Eddy was second and third in the hurdle events. The 4x800 team of Eddy, Aaron Funt, Mariah Taylor, and Melanie Chase took first. And Taylor mentioned some other strong performances.
For Mariah Taylor in the shot put, and she passed Elisa in her final throw to throw over 30 feet, the first time she's ever done that. And then Kaylee Eddy was first in the 1600 meter, and also she was part of that 4x8 team. And then Aaron Funt, she won the 800, and also part of that 4x8 team. And then Elisa Larson had a really great throw in the discus, just short of 100 feet. She threw 99, which seeds her very high at state. And then, of course, Melanie Chase, she was part of that winning 4x800 meter relay team.
The girls' 4x100 relay team of Brooklyn Dormer, Alexandra Bless, Kiana Cavisto, and Jillian Whitstock took second. Also coming in second was the girls' 4x200. Those were Bless, Dormer, Elisa Larson, and Tatum Hagerman. And the 4x400 team of Hagerman, Maria, and Aaron Funt, and Chase also took second. Mariah Taylor and Elisa Larson were first and second in the shot put, and Larson took first in the discus. The state championships are this weekend in Palmer. Taylor says PHS should be sending 17 students, filling over 40 spots, the biggest showing for Petersburg track ever.
Our girls team was third place last year. We're hoping to do better. We've got some kids that are seated better than we were last year. So that could be the difference, you know, as moving up. But again, there are some really quality athletes up there.
Taylor is hoping for individual state titles for some on both the boys and girls teams. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.